Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, it's great to be here to start the week off. Your humble host, Stu Taylor. In fact, I'll just give you an idea how much humility I have. I erred on Friday's show, and I'm the first one to confess, and I erred in the interests of Stu Taylor's stock market portfolio. I reacted. I didn't panic when it happened, but the market went down 611 points on Friday, and I reacted based upon, I didn't react in a negative way. I said, I don't know how I feel about the Britain defect from the European Union. I should have had a better handle on things on Friday. And then I realized immediately afterwards, and it was too late because I was off the air, that the market's still around 17.3. I know the futures are down 100, roughly 100 today. But it's not a disaster, and I'm not sure this will compound itself. But I was thinking that they pulled out of the European Union, and now I realize what an absolute great move it was. And I hope Italy and I hope France do the same. And if it means that the stock market suffers a little in the interim, then I think it's worth it. I'm sure, you know, you see these oligarchs who are panicking. The borders, they want broken down. They want a third world global society, and that includes Bush and Paul Ryan and all these. It begins with an A and ends with an S in this country. And Trump stood up and he was right. Yeah, I know it was bad optics when he was at his Scotland golf resort for the rehabs and was trying to sell luxury units in the lighthouse. I cringed when I saw that, too. I'll be talking about that tomorrow morning. Do not miss the first part of the show tomorrow. Kirsten, Katrina Pearson will be joining us. And we're going to talk about the Trump campaign. She is Trump's number one spokesperson, and I hope we'll get to Trump after that. But let's start with Katrina. It was a busy and wonderful weekend for yours truly. The weather was great, and I want to recommend, you know, and I used to think UPS, Chevrolet, Apple Pie, all the great deals you could have. I mean, this is, you know, the years ago when they used to talk about that. I'm going to add one today. You won't get a better experience if you are in the New England area. In fact, there's a location in Washington. There's one in Rhode Island. You go to boatinginboston.com. I think there are 9 locations in this area. And boy, my wife and I love kayaking. It's so phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know, I converted. I converted my brother, who sold his summer house and has kayaks, and he'd always say, "You know, come on, let's go kayaking." And I said, "You know, I said I don't want to go through this, having the stuff strapped on the roof and take." He says, "Oh, he'll do it all." I said, "It isn't worth it. I just want to go, get in a boat, and do it." And then I got an email from him, "Oh, how right you were, how fabulous it is. He tried boating in Boston. He's a regular. You should be too. There's rowboats, canoeing, the whole thing. Go to boatinginboston.com. It'll give you a great degree of added health as well and pleasure." And the other endorsement I want to give, it's been a while since I've spoken at La Familia Giorgio's, and I confess I just haven't mentioned it. It's located in the north end of Boston. And, oh, another phenomenal meal. Al and Marianne, Giorgio. I don't know what to say. You not only to get the best quality you can get, all the restaurants. And first of all, I want to make a clarification here. I've never eaten at a bad restaurant in the north end. I mean, I haven't. I can say this is as good as it gets, and it's priced as good as it gets, and the atmosphere is as good as it gets, and the service is as good as it gets. You'll wanna go. So go kayaking, as we did in the morning, then go to La Familia Giorgio's, and you'll have a great day. All right, I want to get on to some of the issues of the day. I opened up here talking about Brexit. I want to kind of move into the economy. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, guy's still here doing damage. And I want to open by saying, and I've not only stayed out of conflict, I've stayed out of discussions with anybody who has the opposing point of view. That is, who supports Hillary Clinton. You know, the only thing I can say is, if you don't get it by now, you'll never get it. And why should I aggravate myself trying to reform or change it? It's not going to do it. You know, do what you want. I do all I can on this show, and that's what basically my concentration is. I'm not doing it off air. I keep saying I won't, then I revert back, and now I'm really sticking to it. I'm just not going to do it because it's causing me too much aggravation. So let me begin by saying, if Hillary Clinton ascends to the presidency and we're still waiting for the FBI, and you know, don't hold your breath. I mean, this is just a joke. If Hillary Clinton is president, you're going to have two, maybe three new Supreme Court judges. Now, you saw the 4-4 vote the other day, which was a serious vote, a serious setback for Barack Obama on immigration. Oh, it was a losing week for him. I mean, I just can't get enough pleasure out of seeing everything backfire on him. But you saw the immigration status upheld. He cannot stop the deportation of up to 4 million illegals in this country. You know, the Democrats call them immigrants. They conveniently leave out the word illegal. It, you know, sorry, if you're illegal, you're illegal. Now, I'm not putting forth a solution to the problem on this show. That's not my job. I'll leave it to our wise Congress. Chuckle, chuckle. But if we get two or three more people like Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan on there, along with the likes of Ruth Bader Ginsburg it's just going to be gloom and doom for this country, because these are the most important appointments you can make. So if you don't want to get into the debate about Hillary Clinton, if you want to, you can call in here at 888-205-2263. 888-205-2263. But if you don't want to get into the debate, just think about how the nature of the Supreme Court, which has lost its most brilliant Supreme Court justice in Scalia, and I I'm not going to come forth with theories. I have no idea under what circumstances he died, but nothing surprises me anymore. And this country will effectively just subject itself to ruin in the interests of the new third world order put forth by George Soros, the Bush family. You know, not going to deny it, the Bush family and Clinton and Obama, John Kerry. I mean, it's an evil, destructive way to go. And I'm going to address some of the issues revolving around this country and where we are. And I will talk about the economy. And then a little bit later on, I may get into discussing Hillary Clinton. Oh, surprise, huh? We've got probably months to go unless she's eliminated from the race. The disgusting Republican Party, George Will. And he's been a guest on this show, and I had so much respect for him for so many years. But like Mitt Romney, I've lost it. Lost it for Peter King, the congressman from New York. They're just sellouts. They're selling out the party because they cannot stand Trump personally. Does it really matter what you think of the guy personally? Because when you compare him to Hillary Clinton, he's Lady Teresa. Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. I'm still Stu Taylor.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rental rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all.
Oh, I get mesmerized as soon as I start here. I forget I'm on radio. I just completely forget. Another one of the great songs by Tommy Edwards, the late Tommy Edwards. Say that about a lot of these singers back then, and you always have to precede it by saying the late, the late, the late. Kind of depressing. Well... Anyway, a lot of thoughts just came into my mind, but I don't like to get into too many personal issues here. Not personal regarding me, personal regarding friends who have had some difficult times. And we're having some difficult times in the economy. And, you know, I don't know how much we learned. I guess we never really learned when you look at the tenure, the time of Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke. Now we got Janet Yellen. And you think a solution to the problem is to keep printing money. But printing money doesn't create jobs. And I'm getting to this economy the way it is. It's really brutal. It's brutal. And then you hear Barack Obama talk and you think you're in great times, post-depression. He's... pre-depression, I'm thinking, actually. I'm thinking of those years in the 20s here that we had before everything kind of hit. You got a government that just isn't solving any problems, and you got a Congress that isn't solving any problems. And, I mean, what do? You throw your hands up on the air. Up in the air. And you talk about Trump versus Hillary when it comes to the economy. I'll take my chances on Trump. Yeah, I again, I'll talk with Katrina Pearson tomorrow morning about this. I don't like everything Trump does. I can't say I don't like everything Trump says. I can't say everything that Trump does because he's not in a political position to do anything right now. Hillary has a history. Oh, and what a history it is. We saw the back in 2007, 2008, and Nancy Pelosi sent all this legislation to the desk of George Bush, which he had a veto or just refrained from signing law. And we look now, where's the tax cut? Where's the regulatory freeze? Where is a bill suspending the 50-worker rule under Obamacare or the 30-hour-week regulation that is forcing millions of Americans into part-time work? You don't hear that. So when you look at an employment and you consider that to be employed, consider that to be a high level of employment, it's not accurate. It's one lousy jobs report after another. And here's the number. You know, for a long time, I said, 92 million Americans over 16 aren't working or in part-time jobs or low-paying jobs. That number now is up to 95 million, and there are still 40 million people on food stamps. Industrial production is down. Corporate profits flatlined. It isn't pretty. And when you look at what Janet Yellen is doing, I don't think she can raise interest rates, especially now that we have the uncertainty of the effects of the EU defection. The Fed has come out and said that sluggish growth, and I mean it's really, you get down to 2%, we should be 3 to 3.5%. I mean, this is just absurd. You're seeing the effects of Obamanomics. It's time to throw out these liberal experiments, these socialist experiments. And I'm not even going to talk about Bernie Sanders and how crazy he is, because that's never going to happen. There's sluggish growth, and that's now normal. We got stagnation. You're looking at the growth rate, which has really been at a pace of 2% now for 7 years. And when you look at all of the economic institutions, a normal recovery, and this is what Reagan had, is about 3.5%. I even modestly said I'd welcome a 3% growth. And when you go back to Reagan, I mean, you were at 4%, even with JFK. So when you look at GDP, gross domestic product, which is the best measure of where we are, it's about $2 to $3 trillion smaller than it should be. It's incredible. And then you got Pinocchio who comes on, Pinocchio Obama, comes on and tells us how great everybody is doing. We're decelerating. We have decelerating growth. It was less than 1.5% in the last quarter of 2015. It was less than 1% in the first quarter of this year. And now for the rest of 2016, the Fed is projecting it'll be less than 2%. The forecast, 2.4, which still stunk. You see, this is what it is with the new normal. And chances of an interest rate hike until at least the fall, zero. And I'm looking at the markets and how they're being affected right now. As much as an interest hike may be in the best interest of this country, subtle quarter point interest rates periodically, I understand why there's nothing that's been done. The Obama administration, and hopefully not future Hillary administration, is creating devastating policies which will hurt America. And what worries me is that the press, the corrupt press, the slanted press, the biased press, they're not going to report this. They're just not going to report it because it's not in their best interest to fulfill the progressive agenda of the guy sitting in the White House who is looking to do what he can to continue the destruction of the United States of America. And you look back and you look at this investigation into Hillary Clinton, and maybe I'll pick that up after the break here, and I don't have an answer. I mean, I have an answer, and I think it's the answer most people know as to why there hasn't been a recommended indictment as of yet. the days go on, the weeks go on, and all I think about is Lois Lerner. You know, Lois Lerner still retained her six-figure income after retirement, lives in a multi-million-dollar house. No prosecution. All the evidence is in. What does that tell you about Hillary? Tells me I understand why she apparently isn't under any pressure at all. More coming up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
All right, the great Frankie Avalon. If you go back that far, and I'm kind of an aficionado on that stuff. Just telling my wife as we were listening to Sirius Talk Radio last night. Two young guys back then, and Frankie Avalon is still performing, by the way. I saw him in the north end of Boston a few years ago with his son. Still looks pretty darn good. I think he's 70, 75. And I love Frankie Avalon's songs, and I love Ricky Nelson's songs. But what I don't love is what's going on in our economy. I don't like what's going on in our politics and what you think of Clinton and we think of corruption. Let's go back to the day. And this is what the millennials today don't know. They just don't know it. Let's go back to the Whitewater land deal and Hillary's 100-for-1 percentage winnings as a first-time cattle futures trader in the late 70s. And how about that idiotic governor of Virginia, that butt kisser for the Clintons, Terry McAuliffe? And I think he just got himself into some trouble, too. And speaking of trouble in Virginia, I know I'm all over the place here. Governor Bob O'Connell is going to be exonerated after his life has been ruined by the progressives. It's time for this to stop. It's time to have an active revolt. And there are people who are rising up and doing it. I don't know anything about Stacey Dash, who's a conservative actress and television personality. She's starting a foundation, conservative foundation, to fight back. Herschel Walker, the Hall of Fame football player, one of the greats ever to play the game, is losing all these speaking engagements because he made it public that he's voting for Trump. What happened to our First Amendment rights? Where are they in this country? They're flushed right down the toilet. The deals that reveal the Clinton business model, and it flourishes today, have nothing to do with creating wealth. It's all about selling access. It's about selling influence. And as I said just about 3 or 4 minutes ago here, it's a mystery. Or is it a mystery why an FBI public corruption investigation into Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State has not been front page news since it was first revealed? You see a lot suppressed in the newspapers. I think of Trump's great speech just absolutely blasting world-class liar and Hillary Clinton, and it reached very few outlets. You know, it was on Fox, and Fox has moderated itself, and you know, if you go to the websites, The Blaze and Breitheart, you heard about it. It's suppressed. All these stories, and I always go from network to network when there's a big story that can be rated as thumbs up for the conservatives. Not to be repetitive, and I don't know how many people have heard this, but up until a couple of years ago, I would go to New York and be the master of ceremonies for investment conferences in New York. I would moderate it, And then in between, I would run in, and I had 25. You can see them on my website. If you go to StuTaylor.com, go to Video Archives. Laurie, it would be a nice way for you to spend the rest of the day. You can look at all those 25 interviews I've done with companies. Bang, bang, in, back to moderate a conference. And when I, and it was, it, they had somebody who worked at CBS there, and it was all on camera, and he said to me, as he remained anonymous, and I've heard this so many times, when Romney was running for president, and he said any time a positive story came on CBS, he was told not to video it. Cheryl Atkinson, the tremendous reporter for whom I have a great deal of respect, and I think she's got her own TV show right now, said the same thing on this show and in her book. These major leftist networks suppress the news that they don't like. You know how much is being, well, everything that's come out, you know how much is being suppressed about Hillary Clinton? I can just imagine. She should have 10 consecutive life sentences in prison. And here she is, perhaps the next president of the United States. Can you believe this? It isn't a mystery why she never appointed an inspector general for the entire time she was Secretary of State. You know what the answer to that is? Duh, she had so much to hide. You got a lot of facts about her apparent selling of favors for cash that are reported in the media, and then, bang, they're ignored. You look for guys like Ed Klein and Roger Stone and now Garrett Byrne. I left out one of them. Who are writing all of these books on Hillary, very well documented. And the Clinton machine comes out and classifies them as trash. And if you start looking at all of the other networks, maybe other than The Blaze on television, even Fox is pretty much submitted. And we're finding out about Rupert Murdoch's movement to the left. The stories are squashed as soon as they come out. You know what the hesitation is right now? The hesitation, and I guess I'm gonna be wiser rather than take a chance here. It's about a rumor of Barack Obama that came out several years ago, and it was pretty well documented. I'm not going there. I'm not gonna go there. You can just Google until you find it yourself and make your own decision. But it's not in the mainstream, and I have a practice on this show, unless I've had personal involvement with something, but by not coming out with sensational stories that, in a sense, can't be documented. Although, in reality, we can't really document anyway, can we? That is, you and I. You want a couple of examples of Hillary's corruption scandals? All you have to do is look at the commodities trader who bought the appointment. That's Bill and Hillary, lying, crooked Hillary. This guy bought his appointment to a top secret nuclear weapons security advisory board. Trump was talking about this. This is why I say thank God for Trump. As repulsive as he is in so many ways, yeah, he is. He is not inhibited about talking about the truth. This is about, you maybe not remember, but Raj Fernando, a commodities trader that tied Fernando's appointment to the advisory board to his donations to the Clinton Foundation. Where do I even begin here? There were emails that show that Hillary and her chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, her lawyer, bypassed the normal nomination process to put Fernando on the board because he's a guy who opened the doors for Hillary financially. It's all she really cares about. Power and money at any cost. Oh, and we hear so much about Trump University. It monopolizes the news. So let me ask you, what about Laureate University? The Clinton's tax returns show that the former president earned over $16 million between 2010 and 2015 as honorary chancellor for Laureate University. Google it, L-A-U-R-E-A-T-E, the largest for-profit college company in the United States. I never heard of Laureate University until it came out. And during that time, just coincidentally, Hillary's State Department awarded grants to Laureate worth over $55 million. In other words, Hillary ensured that taxpayers were going to pay her husband's generous private sector salary to the tune of nearly $4 million a year. And then you got Peter. Did I mention Peter Schweitzer in that group? Maybe I didn't. He's the one that I left out. It's, you know, Ed Klein, Roger Stone, Peter Schweitzer, Garrett Byrne. Schweitzer revealed this engagement in his 2015 book, Clinton Cash. And when the Clinton campaign got a copy of the book and the Clinton Laureate connection, Clinton abruptly resigned. Another coincidence. You know, these administrations of Obama and Clinton, they're just filled with so many coincidences. I'm going to wrap things up. I'm going to continue more on Clinton scandals right after these messages.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
George Will, sellout. Sold out the party. Really disappointed. But let's get back to Hillary. And there's a gentleman named Douglas Becker, who had an involvement with the Clinton Global Initiative way back in 2007. And in addition to paying for Clinton's, that is Bill Clinton's services, Laureate International Universities gave between $1 and $5 million to the Clinton Foundation. So the establishment media doesn't, do you notice they don't quiz Hillary at all about Laureate University and her, she and her husband's for-profit education scam? And we're focused on Trump University. I hope Trump got the message and said, just leave it in the courts. He's been involved in 3,500 lawsuits. When you got an empire as big as he has, do you think he's going to go unscathed? So here are some statistics. And who's the source from? The source is from, oh, a gentleman I've had on here, Ken Timmerman. Ken Timmerman, a national security expert, a very impressive guy. He's been on my show several times. And this is his research. And Clinton has pulled in more than $153 million in speaking engagements between February 2001 and May 2015. You think that's enough to live comfortably on? That includes $7.7 million for 39 speeches given to big Wall Street banks, eight of them by Hillary. It's unbelievable. Large speaking fees for Hillary, for Bill. And now the thought of those two being back in the White House, I'll tell you, it gives me the shivers. I can't even face the thought of it. How can anybody be stupid enough to let this happen? You got to just say Trump turns me off, but I have to vote for him. And Trump at times turns me off, too. Katrina Pearson will be our guest tomorrow morning. She is the primary spokesperson for Donald Trump. But I want to get back to, I want to round up, I want to finish this garbage about Hillary, not garbage, truth. I keep thinking treason, selling U.S. uranium supplies to Russia, like 20%. That, to me, is the biggest scandal of all. That involves the sale. You remember Uranium One, that Canadian property owned by a Clinton crony who then sold its U.S. uranium deposits to the Russian government? I've been to the Clinton Initiative in New York. I've been to the Clinton Initiative in Toronto. Bill knows how to charm everybody, doesn't he? What a charmer. I watched him speak at both of these. In the one in New York, he had his arm around Mitt Romney, praising him, talking about what a great guy he was. And then, because Romney was there. And then he bashed the hell out of Romney afterwards. I saw him, excuse me, in Toronto at, I think it was the Western Harbor Hotel, if anybody's been to Toronto. He charmed everybody right off their feet. He didn't charm me off my feet. Then you've got Frank Giustra, that's J-I-U-S-T-R-A, that's his Canadian partner, who pledged to donate $100 million to the Clinton Global Initiative. That's when he needed all this State Department approval for his deals with Russia. So the Clinton Foundation lists two of these entities as having each donated more than $25 million. And all of these scandals have been reported in the press. Even the New York Times was forced to do it. Became a dead issue. No national media organization has been willing to beat the drum on the Clinton corruption scandals. The way they just shredded Bush, the way they shredded Nixon on Watergate. Or the Valerie, remember the Valerie Plame affair with Bush? I mean, it was totally benign. And by the way, it was no secret that she was serving as a secret agent. It's just they've taken everything and twisted it. So it is my sincere hope, since we're looking at the cards that have been dealt us, it is my sincere hope that Donald Trump makes it to the presidency. And yeah, I'll cross my fingers. I'd be a lot more relaxed and confident if it were Ted Cruz. But let me tell you something. The obvious is it isn't Ted Cruz. And I'd take any one of the other 15 or 16 candidates who fail, any single one of them, over Hillary. It's not a reality. It's not a reality talking about the viability of Bernie Sanders and how much push he'll get. Oh, he'll get a couple of perks, and they'll be on him for doing it, because what Clinton wants is for Bernie Sanders to tell his voters to support Hillary, because he said he's going to vote for Hillary. I don't know what I'm not sure what the exact number is. I've heard one at 22 million, and I've heard another one at, wait a minute, is it 20? No, cross that out. 22% up to as much as 40% of the people who are going to vote for Bernie Sanders hate Hillary Clinton so much, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. If you want this country to survive, you really don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, because Hillary is a pathological liar, a sociopath, and in my estimation, a criminal. She hasn't changed her stripes in 25 years. You know, like a tiger or a zebra. She's not going to change them now. And if you want four more years of destruction in almost every front, our national policy, our economy, our borders, then Hillary is your candidate. I'm telling you, Hillary is your candidate. And I've got to believe that most of the American people don't really want this. I'm worried about the millennials, the people entering this country illegally, you know, who are going to vote early and vote often, and the tremendous ability of the Democrat Party to spin their chain. Really worried. Trump, wake up. We're going to have Katrina Pearson on, his spokesperson, tomorrow morning. Thank you all for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.